Control calling 047. Control Central to 047. Hello, 047. You have 180 seconds to countdown. Repeat, countdown at 180. Give us a reading, please, Colonel. Come in, 047.
047 to Central. This is Earhart. Our flight time to the platform will be 5-6 minutes. Arrival at 1456, U.S. Mountain Standard. Please note, radar and ejection system are calibrated to begin transmitting at exactly 45 minutes. Repeat, the computer will receive our signal at 4-5 minutes. Please set up to relay course correction immediately. Navigator ready now, stand by. Your pickup, AC.
One second, Chief. Okay. Radford to Central. Our trajectory will be minimum for the distance. Burn out at 4 minutes, 52 seconds. Altitude, 63 miles. Peak velocity, 18,500. Over. Hope they've program checked that brain since our last
time. That's good. That's good for now, Ace. Besides, manual correction is no problem. Keeps the navigator on his toes. How goes it back there, Mr. Observer?
Good, sir. Screen's on fine tuning since minus 10. Camera's on rangefinder from 0 to 1,075 miles. Is there anything else, Colonel?
Fasten the brace, lie back in your harness, and relax from the toes, as your instructor would say. Well, seriously, how do you feel, Lieutenant?
Strong as a bull, sir. Do you think that
I think you'll do very well indeed. The first time is not necessarily the hardest, believe me. In fact, all right, get set, both of you. Here comes the count.
5 seconds to countdown.
Stay loose, Lieutenant, but don't let your eyes wander from those instruments.
Right, sir.
30, 29, 28, 27, 26,
fuel entering now,
25,
Chief.
24,
generator going.
23, 22, 21.
Slow down on your 20, intake! 19, and watch those pumps!
18, 17,
pressure normal.
16,
chamber
15,
approaching full.
14, 13, 12, 11.
Safety off! Ignition on! Flight starting to turn. Relax and inhale, igniting at count zero.
3, 2, 1, 0.
O47 to Central. O47 to Central. Vertical at plus 10. Starting to spin at plus 14. Veering at 17.17. Door baby, over and out.
Last stage burnout complete at 4:55, Chief. Stabilizer's normal.
That 3 seconds is a gift. And stop worrying. Old Faithful got it solved before we even signed off. Which reminds me, you still with us, Lieutenant?
Think so. I'll know better when I get this elephant off my chest.
Those stars you're seeing, they're not for real. Not yet, that is. We're approaching twilight at better than 18,000 mph. Your lungs will begin to acclimate very soon, like an athlete learning to run the mile or swim long distances. Speaking of which, take a look at your screen now, Lieutenant.
Wow, the Earth is dropping away like crazy and it's turning.
Correction. The rotation is our own doing. Clockwise around the longitudinal axis from plus 14.
As I was saying, Lieutenant, can you make out any familiar landmarks on the surface?
It's hard to tell for the clouds, sir, but... Oh, wait a minute. I see a town sitting on the edge of a lake. At least I think it's a lake.
From our position, I'd say that town you see is Los Angeles. Yonder lake is the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
All right, now get set for another surprise. Something you can tell the folks at home about. I'm talking about free fall, Lieutenant.
Well, we've simulated it, sir, in training, but to actually leave the Earth's gravitational field...
is an impossibility, Lieutenant. Between the Earth's influence and that of the moon, for example, one may theoretically arrive at a neutral point. However...
I understand, sir. It's a matter of terminology.
Right. Mm-hmm. In effect, we enter free fall when the rocket motors stop. But don't unbuckle till I tell you. Ace, you take the first step. Show our observer how it's done. Good. Think you can follow that, Lieutenant?
Holy cow! I mean, that's quite a sight. Standing head down.
Come join the fun. Only watch out for that king post.
Breaks and sprains come very easy when you're weightless, you know. Okay. Off with the harness. Now, with one hand, press up slowly. Don't shove, but press away with the tips of your fingers, gradually, that's right. Don't be afraid.
Wow. Hey, this is incredible. It's just like drifting underwater. It's the funniest sensation I've ever felt. It's kind of hard to breathe. Colonel, I'm blanking out.
Easy, you're still winded from the acceleration. Here. Gotcha. Now take this dram, hold on to the bulkhead. You have plenty of time to practice aboard the spaceship. Now, how do you feel? Better?
Okay, sir. I'm sorry I panicked. The cabin was starting to spin.
You didn't panic. You reacted. We'll see that you pull in the right direction next time. All right, back into the suspenders. Our correction shot is due in 30 seconds.
Will this be like the first lift, Colonel? I mean, so many grabs all at once?
No, just enough to parallel our approach with that of the platform. Open your screen so we can pick her up. Save the tuning until we're within 10 miles. Got it?
Right, sir.
Engine and compass controls on receiving, Chief. I'm keeping the manual open.
Good. We should be sighting at any moment once the booster...
Object at 110 degrees, Colonel, and approaching fast.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Stay in your straps until I give the order.